The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus exclaimed, I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever, and revealing them to mere children. Yes, Father, for that is what it pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by the Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, just as no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Shoulder my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Yes, my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord. In the Gospel today, we are reminded that our faith has at its core foundation a personal, even intimate relationship with our Lord, and that this relationship is central to our lives as Catholics. This personal relationship with the Lord is to be central to us as individual persons. But it does not stop there. The faith is also a way of common worship through devotional rituals, through the sacraments, that belong essentially to a community, the Church. The Church, of course, is more than this. It provides us with a morality that emphasizes distinctive virtues and rules for acting, and as such makes a public statement about the spirit that should be the guide in a Christian society. Pope Francis, in particular, reminds the world daily of these aspects of our discipleship of Jesus Christ. The faith is also a philosophy, the Christian philosophy, that provides a framework for us to live in the world today. Today's Gospel, however, tells us that the faith is not simply these things, and it is not even centrally to these things. Without the person of Jesus, the Word made flesh, and an intimate relationship with him, we would not have Christianity. We would only have a cultic religion, or a morality, or a set of ideas from which one necessary thing would be missing: Jesus Christ. It is only if we have this relationship with Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, the Savior of us, of you and me, and have him as the focus in our life, that these other dimensions make sense. To have Jesus as our focus, we must make him our focus, and here today's Gospel helps. The key is childlikeness. Childlikeness in the teaching of Jesus is concerned with what we call the innocence of children. It is a directness of approach to situations. A child is not afraid to admit directly that it is needy. A child is not self-sufficient. And yet, this awareness of need does not create neurosis. It does not get in the way of immediate enjoyment, whether it is from being comforted by its mother or father, or eating an ice cream, or playing with water and sand on the beach. We need to recover that directness. We have to admit that we actually do need God. God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And because God the Son, Jesus Christ, was made man, we can, as his brothers and sisters, as children of God, accept that we need his strength and his support, and in a childlike way, with total enjoyment, accept his invitation to us, his words of comfort: come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. The yoke was a familiar symbol of burden-bearing, oppression, and subjugation. Yokes were laid on the necks and shoulders of oxen, and also on prisoners of war and slaves. But yoke was also used metaphorically with positive connotations, as, for example, the difficult but joyous task of obedience to the Torah. What is the yoke Jesus offers? We might infer that it is his teaching, his way of discipleship, which is not burdensome but life-giving. He invites the weary to learn from him. He is not a tyrant who lords it over his disciples, but he is gentle and humble in heart. His yoke is easy, better translated as good or kind, and his burden is light. It is not that Jesus invites us to a life of ease. Following him will be full of risks and challenges, as he has made abundantly clear. He calls us to a life of humble service, but it is a life of freedom and joy instead of slavery. It is a life yoked to Jesus under God's gracious and merciful reign, free from the burden of sin and the need to prove oneself, free to rest deeply and securely in God's grace. God's saving grace. Now, tomorrow, next week, for the rest of our lives. God's grace and love forever and ever.